author Susan Campbell Bartoletti has been called a fearless researcher. She uses primary sources such as images, photographs, oral histories, interviews, letters, and other archival materials in her work. Her nonfiction subjects include child labor, the Great Irish Famine, Hitler Youth, the KKK, and women's suffrage. Her work has received dozens of awards, including the Newbery Honor, the ALA Robert F. Seibert Award for Nonfiction, the Orbis Pictus Award for Nonfiction, the Jane Addams Children's Book Award, the Pennsylvania Library Association Carolyn W. Field Award, and the Washington Post Children's Book Guild Nonfiction Award for the body of her work. She's served on numerous awards committees, including the National Book Award, and she's spoken at schools, taught at workshops, lectured at universities, and presented keynote addresses at conferences in 42 states and as far away as France, Egypt, Bangladesh, and Singapore. And she lives here in northeastern Pennsylvania. Dr. Bartoletti was a guest on Keystone Edition Arts on WVIA-TV in a program about children's literature in 2022. And here is the way she describes her work.
I do write about difficult subjects. You know, I've written about child labor. I've written about famine. I've written about the nearly 9 million young people who followed Hitler and joined the Hitler Youth. I've written about young people who have stood up against injustice in books like The Boy Who Dared. I have written about a terrorist group, the first group, the KKK. And I've written about terrible typhoid Mary. And, you know, she was a woman who came to this country, and she was born in 1869 in Ireland and came here as a young teenager. She was 14 about, we don't know exactly. She came alone. You figure she traveled over in steerage. She lived with her aunt and uncle, who later died. And she worked as a domestic. She worked her way up the ladder and became a cook. And what she didn't know is that she was an asymptomatic carrier of typhoid. And the study of her life, you know, it has great implications. How there are great civil and human violations, you know, constitutional rights of hers that were violated. It's the study of people who want to be safe from carriers of disease, and how do we yet honor the and take care of the individual.
So you trust your readers to meet you where you want to meet them. You have faith that they can handle these topics.
Oh, absolutely, they can handle. They want to know. You know, our readers, our young readers, they have a very strong sense of justice. They have a very strong sense of right and wrong. They don't like it when life isn't fair, and they want it fixed. And I think that the more that we expose them to, yes, subjects that are difficult, it arms them. It gives them the tools and the resources that they're going to need as adults. We're preparing them for society.
Author Susan Campbell Bartoletti on WVIA-TV in 2022. In March of 2023, U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman ordered 17 books returned to the Kingsland, Texas library shelves, including the award-winning nonfiction book They Called Themselves the KKK, The Birth of an American Terrorist Group by Dr. Bartoletti, as we learned from the Texas Tribune. Her book is part of a widely viewed documentary, The Librarians, that was released in 2025 and featured on PBS on Independent Lens in early 2026. The documentary will be screened, and Susan Campbell Bartoletti will be on a panel as one of the collaborative programs to be offered on the fall 2026 roster of the Schemmel Forum, an initiative hosted by the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Memorial Library of the University of Scranton, just one of the many programs designed to stimulate community discussion and dialogue around issues of importance in today's society. George Alessio, Dean of the Weinberg Memorial Library and Director of the Schemmel Forum, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to introduce us to fall 2026 at the Forum.
The Schemmel Forum is an exciting program that the University of Scranton hosts for community education and enrichment. Basically, we offer a variety of different types of programs. They could be short courses, they could be luncheon seminars, They could be collaborative evening programs, and we do other sort of special events and other types of programming as well that really seek to bring scholars into the area to share the rich scholarly community of the University of Scranton with the community at large as well, to talk about different topics of interest to the community and what's in the news.
And it is wonderful because you really are topical, but at the same time, you might take us to Egypt.
That's right. So the last 2 years, we had an Egyptologist. We actually had two separate Egyptologists from the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Museum come in and talk to us about ancient Egypt. Nothing like that for the fall semester, but you never know. We might see that in the spring.
You've talked about different modalities, and you have classes and university for a day and the luncheons. So tell us where you'd like to start.
Let's start with the evening courses, because that is actually our first program that'll be starting up. So we host 2 short evening courses during the fall semester. The first evening course will be on MASH, the television show, and the course is titled MASH, Television, War, and American Culture, and it's going to be taught by Charlie Sinnoh. He's an instructor in the Department of English and Theater at the University of Scranton. So people are already actually really excited about this course, even though it hasn't landed in people's mailboxes yet. It should be landing in people's mailboxes soon. Somehow they're finding out about it. I guess they caught it on the website, possibly, and we're getting lots of registrations for it. That class is going to be on Thursdays, and it starts September 10th, and it's going to run once a week until October 15th. And because they're going to be doing a little bit of viewing as well, it's going to be a 2-hour long class. So we usually do a 75-minute class, but this one's going to run from 6 to 8 p.m.
And then you bring us something that we wouldn't have thought maybe would be as topical as it is, but everybody now is talking about democratic socialists and all of that.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the ideas behind some of the new progressive movements we're seeing in politics, and you know, the foundation for a lot of those ideas might come from Karl Marx's Das Kapital. And that class, it's called Karl Marx's Das Kapital, is going to be taught by a longstanding Schemmel Forum professor, Andrew Lazella. He's a professor of philosophy at the University of Scranton. And basically, they're going to focus on Karl Marx's most famous book, which is titled Das Kapital, and, you know, gives us the political foundation of his philosophy and, you know, the philosophy of communism and what socialism could draw from that as well.
And that one begins?
That one begins October 19th, so there's still lots of time before that one starts. That's going to be on Mondays, starting October 19th, ending November 23rd, once a week again, and that one runs from 6 p.m. to 7:15 p.m., and both classes are held in the Weinberg Memorial Library. It's just focused on conversation. There's no assessments, no evaluations. There might be some readings that you're suggested to read, but, you know, they're usually fun and you come to class prepared and you can carry on a conversation with your peers. So up next would be our World Affairs Luncheon Seminars. These are kind of the tried and true piece of the Schemmel Forum, I would say. We're hosting 4 luncheon seminars during the fall semester. Our first one will be on Friday, September 18th, where we have Father James Martin, who is a Jesuit priest and a New York Times bestselling author. He is well known on social media. He makes a big impact and splash on social media. He has a very high profile following, including names like Stephen Colbert has read his works and talked very highly about them. He's going to be talking about his newest book, which is called Work in Progress: Confessions of a Busboy, Dishwasher, Caddy, Usher, Factory Worker, Bank Teller, Corporate Tool, and Priest. I'm really excited to see what he has to say. I understand he's a very dynamic speaker. He's obviously a fantastic writer. I think people will be excited to hear about his life and how he says that he's still a work in progress, which is interesting because he's so accomplished.
And he was called upon a great deal when Pope Leo was the first American-born pope.
Yep. He's definitely a key figure among the Jesuits for sure and the Catholic Church today. So then Wednesday, October 7th, we have The Coroner's Silence, Death Records, and the Hidden Victims of Police Violence. This will be talking about a study and recent book published by Terrence Keel. He is a professor of human biology and society and African-American studies at the University of California, Los Angeles, better known as UCLA. We're excited to have him come down to the East Coast, fly down to the East Coast. He's doing sort of an East Coast book tour. And he reached out to us and said, would we be interested? I had the opportunity to review his book, and I thought, this does look timely and interesting, and you know, obviously it's a weighty topic, but it's the kind of weighty topic that the Schimmel Forum is good at addressing and looking at with objective and clear eyes. So we're excited to bring him and welcome him from California to Pennsylvania. And then Friday, November 6th, we have Jazz from the Streets and Clubs to the Schools and Concert Halls, which will be presented by Victor Goines. He's the jazz chair at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, who's also the founding director of Juilliard Jazz Studies Program, former professor and director of jazz studies at Northwestern University, and he's held many significant performing roles as well. He's a major figure in the jazz world, obviously, based on, you know, his credentials and his titles and his background. But we're really excited for this talk. He's going to talk about sort of this move of jazz from basically being in the streets to this more institutionalized jazz that we're sort of used to today, or maybe get to hear on the radio or wherever it might be. So it's going to be a little bit of a history talk, a little bit of the evolution of the art form, and we get to hear from one of the finest jazz musicians out there. He's also performing the following night at the Houlihan McLean Center, so that'll be a free concert for people. And then our last luncheon seminar of the fall semester is Monday, November 16th, called Why Do We Have the Worst Healthcare Outcomes? A Consideration of the Social Determinants of Health by Stephen Scheinman. He is Dean Emeritus of the Geisinger College of Health Sciences, which was formerly known as the Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine. And he was also former Dean of the School of Medicine at Upstate Medical University. So he's going to talk to us about, well, how could we have such poor health care outcomes in the United States, considering that we're, you know, one of the richest countries in the world by per capita and GDP. So we're excited for that talk as well. Obviously, it's important and timely to understand what's going on in healthcare, basically. So then we can move on to our collaborative programs. We have two of them for the fall semester. The first one is on Tuesday, October 20th in the evening, and it's called The 3 Degrees of Why, Moving Beyond Positions to the Stories That Shape Us. And it's going to be presented by Peace Ike. She's a cultural strategist and dialogue facilitator based out of Philadelphia. She does these communication type talks between different generations and different peoples where they can learn to sort of see where the other side is coming from, to come to a mutual understanding of ideas, and help us to kind of peel back the shields we put up to have real conversations with one another and not to basically shut off a conversation with someone we might disagree with. I'm kind of really excited for this one because I think it's a really good opportunity to take our Schimmel Forum community, which tends to be, you know, a postgraduate community, sometimes senior citizens, sometimes still working people, but also bring in some University of Scranton students, undergraduates to that presentation as well. So I think that's a good opportunity to bring those two communities together and to have a conversation around different cultures, different ideas, different generations and disagreements. And then we'll also be doing a collaborative program called The Freedom to Read, a screening and panel discussion on the documentary film, The Librarians. This is a recent documentary film. It's been played on PBS several times at this point, that focuses on sort of the front lines of library professionals working in a world where books are being challenged more than ever and sort of dealing with that resistance to the freedom to read and the freedom for libraries to contain all different types of ideas. In addition to watching the documentary, so we'll have a premiere of the documentary on campus, we're going to have a panel discussion afterwards. And I'm really happy to say we have three fantastic panelists. Our first is Susan Campbell Bartoletti. She's an award-winning author, and she was actually a former recipient of the Royden B. Davis SG Distinguished Author Award given out by the University of Scranton's Friends of the Weinberg Memorial Library. She is really the perfect inclusion on this panel because she has a book that's featured in this documentary. So, you know, she is an author who has written books that have been challenged by individuals. We also have Professor Kate Cummings. She is an assistant professor and research and instruction librarian for business and artificial intelligence at the University of Scranton's Weinberg Memorial Library. In her role, she focuses on information literacy, assessment, and intellectual freedom. She has a serious expertise in this realm. She's the former chair of the Pennsylvania Library Association's Intellectual Freedom Committee and has recently been elected first vice president/president-elect of the Pennsylvania Library Association. And then lastly, we have Michelle Legate. She is the district consultant for the Northeast Library District based out of the Scranton Public Library. She has 25 plus years working in public libraries, and specifically in northeastern Pennsylvania, where she helps to bring an institutional perspective to questions of intellectual freedom and the evolving roles of libraries in democratic life. So I think we have just really the three perfect people to sit on this panel and have a discussion about what's going on with these book challenges and book bans that are happening.
We have one last program. It's actually fairly early in the year, though. It's one I'm always excited to get to host. It's called University for a Day. It's basically a crash course on what it's like to be an undergraduate student at the University of Scranton. We've gotten a professor from each of the university's three colleges, the College of Arts and Sciences, the Leahy College of Health Sciences, and the Konya School of Management, to do a class, basically, on a topic of interest to them. So the day will run 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 19th, and there'll be a little continental breakfast for people there to enjoy and get your energy to learn from these three great minds at the university. Our first talk of the day is called The New Right and the Old Liberalism of John Courtney Murray, and it'll be by Will Cohen. He's a professor of theology. We'll also have a talk on stress, mindfulness, and resilience, small changes, big results, by Catherine Stefanelli. She's an assistant professor of counseling and human services. And then we have Evaluating Alternative College Football Playoff Structures, a Multi-Criteria Framework for Balancing Stakeholder Objectives, by David Mihalik. He's an assistant professor of operations and analytics. So it's really a diverse set of classes. They're all over the map, but it gives you a little taste of the kind of things you can get in a liberal arts education at a university, and especially at the University of Scranton, considering these are three University of Scranton professors. It's a good opportunity to come in and get a sense of what's college life like, get a little taste of it, basically, and also to get a little taste of the Schemmel Forum as well. And we're also really happy to offer free attendance to University for a Day to the first 100 high school students that reach out and want to participate in the day. So any high school students interested in potentially going to the University of Scranton, this is a good opportunity to see what it's like.
Well, tell us then how we find out more, register, those sorts of things.
Sure. So the easiest way to do it is to go to www.scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum. That is S-C-H-E-M-E-L-F-O-R-U-M. And you could see our website there. It has all the information on the courses, seminars, collaborative programs, and University for a Day. It gives you information on how to register a la carte for programs. Many of them have a fee, but not all of them. Some of them are complimentary, thanks to our collaborations with different entities. And then there's also the opportunity to become a member. And once you become a member, all of the programming is included, and there are some added benefits to that as well. You can become an annual member or a semester-based member. And depending on the level you choose, all levels come with inclusion to all of the programming. Scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum.
Dr. George Alessio, Dean of the Weinberg Memorial Library and Director of the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, hosted by the Weinberg Library. He paid a visit to the WVIA studios to introduce us to the fall 2026 season of the Forum. And he spoke about the World of Fairs, luncheon seminars, the collaborative programs, University for a Day, and the courses that are to be offered this season. And for more information, check the website, scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum. scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum. And Schemmel is spelled S-C-H-E-M-E-L. S-C-H-E-M-E-L, Schemmel Forum, scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum. We're hearing a recording that features Victor Goines here as the clarinetist, and he will be one of the World Affairs Luncheon Seminar speakers this season at the Schemmel Forum. His program is titled Jazz from the Streets and Clubs to the Schools and Concert Halls. He is an educator as well as a consummate musician himself, and he will actually be performing the following night at the Houlihan McLean Center in a free concert. He has played with Wynton Marsalis, his own groups.
He's been working and playing with the jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. He was the director, founding director, in fact, of the Juilliard Jazz Studies Program and former professor and director of jazz studies at Northwestern University. So just one of the offerings. And if you need any information about this season at the Schemmel Forum, it is scranton.edu/Schemmel Forum.